You don't do anything. In essence, you just stop doing. That's what happens when you die. And so baptism is that symbol, as Brother Stephen said, the symbol of submission, complete submission. And it's never called a work. It is the least work-like thing in all that we do as Christians. You see my point about that? And so for folks to say that it's a work just simply have a misunderstanding about what work is. We don't do anything. It's like one illustration I had or heard one time from somebody. I'm going to borrow here for just a moment. If I came in here and you were already sitting in here and the lights were completely out and completely dark, so no lights on here, and I go back to the back and I flip that switch up and the lights are powered on, did I power those lights by flipping that switch? Think about it here. I'm asking that very technical, very specific way. Did I, Darren Wendland, by flipping that switch, did I power those lights? Yes, no, maybe. What's that? Okay, but did I power them? Is it my power that's causing those lights to turn on? What's powering those lights? Well, some, I guess, TVA. Is that the right direction? TVA, Browns Ferry, I guess. That power plant over there, they power it. So what did I do? Really nothing. I honestly didn't do anything to power those lights other than meeting a certain condition that allowed those lights to turn on. In a very crude way, that's what baptism is. By someone baptizing somebody else or somebody submitting to baptism, they're not powering their own salvation. They're just simply meeting the condition that God has set to provide salvation to these individuals. To me, that was kind of a helpful visual to think about that. Because in essence, that's really all that we do in our obedience, our faith. Our baptism, our repentance, all those things are things that simply meet the condition of what God wants. And once those conditions are met, then you have power. I have about one or two more minutes here. And then let me just talk one more thing about the gospel, the importance of the gospel. So we've been talking about various things here. I remember an old preacher growing up saying these words and stuck with me. Basically, he says, you can't teach somebody something wrong and expect them to do right. And I think in essence that in very simple terms, we have to adhere to that. I can't teach somebody something wrong, unscriptural, or a perverted gospel and expect that person to believe right. Now, they may teach themselves or somebody else may come along and teach them something that is correct about that. That should demonstrate to us the importance of the message that we teach and how we ought to be faithful to the things that God has presented to us. The gospel is very specific. The gospel appeals to a specific kind of person. We talked about that. And it is the person with the honest heart, the one who recognizes their own sin and willing to do something about that. So there's some things to keep in mind. I appreciate the whole quarter being with you and your input and the study we had together. Any last thoughts or comments before we stop tonight? Yes. Anything else? I will stop there for you.